That's the Fairfield Four Roll, Jordan Roll.
You're on Sunday night on ABC Radio around Australia and across the globe. And bringing the globe to us here on Sunday night is Noel DeBean. Noel, welcome into the studio.
Hello, John.
Hi. What's happening?
Well, we're off to Jordan this week, John. There is, I know, food crisis is in very much in the news at the moment. Jordan is an ongoing problem, though. About a year ago, I spoke to Ashley Clements from World Vision. But this year, I've got Tracy Hunter, who's actually also with World Vision in Jordan, working with the Iraqi refugees. And I thought it'd be worth finding out just a little bit more about how they're going, because a year ago we learnt there were, well, nearly 500,000 of them. Tracy Hunter, it would be a year since I spoke to Ashley about the situation of the Iraqi refugees in Jordan. How have things gone in that year?
Well, we've certainly started to increase our work here. We've started to build a team here because the need with the Iraqi refugees has not gone away, in fact has increased in that period of time as more and more refugees left Iraq. And the other issue that's compounding the situation now is the fact that a lot of Iraqis who came with their own savings have now run out of money. And so the situation is even probably more desperate today for them than it was a year ago.
I think back in 2007, Ashley was saying there were between 40 and 50,000 Iraqis coming across the border into Jordan, and there were up to 800,000 of them already in the country. Is that the sort of scope of the situation still?
That was the level of cross-border migration at that time. With the Iraqi refugee situation here being an urban crisis, it's a lot different to having a camp that's like on a border or something where you can clearly see the refugees and you can see the numbers. In this case, people move into a city, and to find them and to see them, and most of them are hiding because they don't have visas anymore, so they're either staying their 30-day tourist visa, as it were.
Yep.
There is a bit of a moratorium at the moment on having to pay those fees, but very soon again they will have to pay their overstay fees, so they're hiding. They are also not allowed to work, but they do work illegally, I guess, and so they're afraid of being caught, so they keep themselves quite hidden. So to get an accurate estimate of how many there is very, very difficult, and even the UN agencies are having trouble establishing just how many. But there seems to be, the government of Jordan feels that there's about 500,000 at least here in Jordan, and then that figure varies, you know, by a couple of 100,000 upwards or downwards, depending on who you talk to.
That's nevertheless saying that there are a lot there, because I think roughly the population of Jordan is 6 million, so that's a very significant number of people.
Well, that's right. And Amman itself, I think, is only about 1.5 million. And most of the refugees have come into Amman, the capital city. So it is definitely putting a strain on an economy that is already under strain with the increased prices of food and fuel.
We're hearing a lot about a world food shortage. The head of the UN is on record about it. Is that affecting you there in Jordan as well?
It's probably not affecting Jordan at this point in time. However, we know that the Iraqi refugees are already experiencing food access problems just because they don't have the money to buy food.
Right.
There is food available here in Jordan, that there's not a shortage of food per se. The refugees, they have either very limited savings left or they have no money. A lot of them are depending on cash handouts, so it's access to food to be able to afford to buy it is probably the big crisis for them at the moment.
So what's the sort of scale of the work you're doing as a World Vision representative? How many people are you seeing? What sort of work are you having to do?
We're working with several hundred Iraqi refugees through our local NGO partners here. The kinds of things that we're doing are mostly focused around caring for children. A lot of these children haven't been to school for a long time because of the war, and so we're providing remedial classes for children to be able to catch up, I guess, if you like, in key subjects like maths and English. We are also providing psychosocial care for children who've suffered pretty severe traumas in Iraq But also there's the trauma of now living in poverty and in a stateless environment, and the issues that come with that. So we're providing opportunity for children to be together, to share their experiences and to have professional people work with them. Classes, English-speaking classes for the adults and for the youth, and computer classes, and trying to help them to get some new skills that will help them, with, you know, whether they go back to Iraq eventually or they move to a third country.
So is it the case that most of these people in the long term will be expected to return to Iraq as it slowly regains some sort of civil order and peace?
Well, that is the expectation of the government here, and the government's keen to ensure that all provisions are made for the Iraqis to be in that position when the time comes. Some people do want to go to other countries like Australia or America or Canada because they already have relatives who've already gone there, so they're going through a process of attempting to do that. I guess the big issue for these people in terms of returning to their home, which, you know, you talk to many of them and they would like to return, but it's a safety issue for them and for their children. They want their children to have the opportunity for an education, and at this point in time that's just not possible for them in Iraq.
So what sort of success are you having with these Iraqi refugees? Are you hopeful for them?
Well, how does one measure success in a situation like this? I think that when you sit and talk with women and you talk about their children, they express their enormous gratitude to World Vision for providing an environment where their children can come and learn and pick up their school studies and be safe. And also in providing an opportunity for the women to come together and support each other in a safe environment. But that's the kind of thing that we're providing here for these families. For us, that is a measure of success when we hear that gratitude. It's a long process for these people. They are in the crisis now. We are a long way from this crisis being over for these refugees. They don't have refugee status here in Jordan. They don't have work permits. They are living on the either what they have or handouts through the UN or other NGOs for many of them. It's a long road ahead for all of them.
What keeps you motivated, Tracy? I often like to ask that question of our Australian workers overseas. What is it that keeps you going?
I think when I look into the eyes of these children here, for me, it's being in the field and it's looking at these people and knowing that you can do something. I mean, you can't look at the whole situation and say, well, it's just too much of a big problem. You just have to look at the fact that every single life is valuable. And every person is, each of those lives is a life and a family, and it's important. And if you can make some difference in these people's lives, and I think that for me it's that opportunity to do that, but it's seeing it in the eyes. And when you hear the tragic stories, the unbelievable horrors that some of these families have been through, and in this particular situation here, just to be part of a situation where we're providing safety, if nothing else. I mean, that to me is, and to see the children being able to play again and knowing that their children who've witnessed terrible things, who've been kidnapped, and walking into a playground that World Vision has provided for these children, and knowing that they're safe, and seeing them laugh and joke, and you know, knowing that 3 months ago, they wouldn't have been in that situation had World Vision not stepped in and helped them.
Tracy Hunter, working with World Vision in Jordan and with a touch of Jordanian flu, thanks for taking the time to talk to Sunday Nights.
Thanks very much, Noel.